Persecution in Eritrea goes unnoticed by Western nations. A ministry prays over the launch of an Arabic scripture project, and Christians join a Hurricane Ike coalition to help streamline disaster response. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The persecution of Christians in Eritrea continues to grow as arrests become more prevalent. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains the situation.
More than 2,000 Christians are currently in prison in Eritrea simply because they're Christians. They're a part of the evangelical church there that the government has tried to shut down.
The persecution recently reached one imprisoned Christian who died from malaria after being refused treatment by the government. Despite reports that 65 more Christians have been arrested, there's been minimal response from Western nations.
Because Eritrea is such a small country, and I think because of other things going on in the world, there hasn't been the public outcry. There hasn't been the other countries calling on the Eritrean leader to let the Christians go, let the churches meet publicly.
Christians are encouraged to pray and write letters to the Eritrean government. For more information, visit our website. Next, last week's murder of a senior Hindu activist by suspected Maoists has sparked fresh violence on Christians in the state of Orissa in India. Founder and president of Serve India Ministries, Ebenezer Samuel, says 50,000 Christians are homeless. That's why Serve India Ministries is launching a plan to help 50 Christian families.
Some have lost their beloved ones. All of them have lost their houses, their properties, belongings, everything, and they cannot go back to where they've been living for the past 10, 15, 20 years.
Samuel says you can help.
We would like to help with $50 per month. It will provide them with food, water, clothes, and a safe place to stay and finding jobs for them.
Samuel's optimistic about the future of the church.
After time of persecution, the church always grows.
Go to our website or call us to get additional information about Serve India. You're listening to Mission Network News. Evangelist Sammy Tippett just wrapped up a conference with Persian Christians in Europe. Tippett spoke to attendees about the necessity of a move of God's Spirit in the hearts of followers of Christ. Attendees came from all over Western Europe and even some from the U.S. The messages preached will be aired to believers throughout Europe and the Middle East. Keep praying for these Christians and for those who are involved with discipleship of new believers. Meanwhile, over 280 million people use some form of Arabic as their first language. In these countries, Islam, the major religion, often opposes Christianity. That limits evangelism, but the World Bible Translation Center is partnering with the Digital Bible Society to reach the Arabic-speaking world with the gospel. WBTC's John Anderson explains.
You may have a seeker who doesn't know Jesus, but they're not going to take a Bible or even a portion of Scripture from you for fear of being seen by their family and friends. So a CD-ROM is much less obtrusive. We're hoping that by taking these from people who are willing to distribute them, that people will come to know Jesus and then become bold believers.
The project will provide over 200 additional Bible resource materials to Arabic-speaking people.
The Arabic CD-ROM began about 3 weeks ago, and they are hoping to have it out within the next 6 months. So our text will be on that CD-ROM also.
Go to our website for details. And it may take Hurricane Ike survivors months to recover from the damages. World Hope International continues to help Texas with the recovery process. The ministry partnered with other relief groups to provide a local forum for disaster-related communications and resource distribution. WHI's job is to provide volunteer labor and construction management to rebuild homes on an ongoing basis. Pray that their teams will be ready to share the hope of Christ as they meet needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.